Hope you all have realized what a beautiful day it is. And to see that, think of the handiwork of God, what He's done for us in a natural sense, that we can enjoy these things. And to enjoy them, we have to have sight. And who gave us sight? God gave us sight to be able to see these things. The love of God, that song is very dear to me. When we talk about the vastness of the love of God, in the last verse, could we with ink the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made, were every stalk of earth a quill. Just think about the number of stalks.
Yeah.
And every man a scribe by trade. To write the love of God above would drain the ocean dry. Or could the scroll contain the whole, his stretch from sky to sky. Beautiful, beautiful hymn. And John says, then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and they might have it more abundantly. That's part of this enjoying. I feel like enjoying this atmosphere and this surroundings is enjoying life more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. Aren't we glad that we know that the Lord is going to never leave us?
Amen.
He's going to keep his sheep. He's got his sheep in his sights. And he's blessing his sheep today. The hireling fleeth because he is an hireling and cares not for the sheep. See, he cares not for the sheep, but the Lord does. I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Can you imagine how great that is, that he laid down his life, that we are his sheep, and we'll be with him in glory one day when this life is over here. May God bless the reading, and let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we don't feel worthy to call upon thy name when we see how vast and how great thou art, and we say how little and undone we are. But Lord, we just ask thee, through thy mercy, give us a heart of prayer. Lord, we thank you for the times when we have felt thy presence, even this morning in the song service. Lord, thank you for coming and being with us in the character of thy Spirit, that we could lift our voices up, and we trust for no other reason but to sing praises unto thy great and holy name. Lord, we thank you for the church here at Union. We thank you for those who have stood on the walls of Zion, those who bore the heat and the cold and kept the faith, that we today have the sweetness of thy word still proclaimed here at a place called Union. Lord, we hear the cry of many who are going through hard times and are suffering. And we pray, Lord, that you would bless each of them, draw feeling into them, let them know that you are there by their side. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray now as we go further into the service that thou would bless Brother Marty. Come and preach us to us the Word of God, out of the Word of God, that we might rejoice once again to sit in a heavenly place. We know that you've blessed us many times to be able to meet together and worship and enjoy the sweetness of thy gospel. But we know this is a new time. And we know that this brother needs the Spirit as much as he ever has. And we know that without thy Spirit, he won't be able to preach the truth as it is in Christ. So we just beg thee now, bless him, bless each one that's sitting in the pews, and may we, before we leave this place, we each be able to say, surely, surely, it was good to go to the house of the Lord. Forgive us for our sin, accept our thanks. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.